fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night and you're right where you should be in front of your radio, either listening in your truck in the house or you're streaming it on FMTalk1065.com or TuneIn Radio. You are where you should be trying to sift through the fake news, find out what the real news is. What's the real story? What really happened? Who's lying? Pretty much anybody in the media. And you'll get it here. You'll figure out what's going on and be able to call in and debate it and get to the truth of things and the crux of every matter. You'll be able to find it right here at Common Sense Radio. And we thank you for coming back every week. And every week it is spectacularly amazing that we are able to come back every week and bring you a broadcast over every medium that you can imagine without a toll. We can do it without a toll because we have the greatest benefactor and wonderful, generous, award-winning engineer who doesn't charge you to push these electrons out to you. There is no toll on this electron highway due to the benevolence and generosity of our award-winning engineer, co-host, all-around nice guy, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate that. No tolls. No toll.
No toll. No toll.
Yeah. Well. All right. Okay.
And we have also with us for adult supervision to hopefully bring some modicum of decorum and dignity, hopefully bring you some value for wasting an hour of your life listening to this radio show, is our Director of Quality Assurance, Executive Producer, Co-host, Head of the Research Department, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here, Pete.
Always great to have you have the gang in the studio. Okay, pretty good week of a lot of different things going on. Not quite as crazy as last week. There's a bunch of stuff I wanted to get. I was kind of wondering, has anybody seen World War III? What happened?
Oh, no. I mean, I thought you were talking about a movie. Is there a movie?
I don't. Maybe that's what they're. Like, they need to do is go do a movie.
Did I miss a movie?
I mean, you remember it was just a little over a week ago. Well, all the cable news was like, "Oh my God, we're on the verge of war."
There'll be no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no tomorrow, and all, and now they can't
on
even spell Iran.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's pretty funny how that, and they don't want to talk about it because they don't want to do any reports because it looks like Trump was right.
It makes –
and it's going his way. And there's stuff they hide. Like and if you're not on silly social media like Twitter and you follow Iranian journalists and stuff, you wouldn't know certain things. But I think it's made a little bit of – did you see the video of the student? Because, you know, they've had a lot of protests, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
In Iran and against the government.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, just think what Trump has done.
Not
before
Nancy
Soleimani,
Pelosi, notwithstanding.
But before he right. took out Soleimani, every time they got in the streets, it was death to America, death to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That was death to the Ayatollah and the dictators. It was like, whoa,
yep,
that all shifted.
And how they refused to step on the American flag.
That's the video.
That was a big one.
America is not our enemy. America is not our enemy.
And they, I'd seen that. I found an article about it. I saw the video. They had painted the American Israeli flags on the ground.
Right.
So that they could come out and all trample it and stand whenever they come out and protest.
Right.
So there was videos I saw coming out over Twitter for some very intrepid Iranian journalists where you saw, okay, there was maybe a dozen or so of the diehard ever running out there stomping on the flag, right? And this, I'm talking about a big flag. This thing's like 40 or 50 feet wide.
Right, right.
And there are literally hundreds of Iranian students skirting it up against the wall to not step on the flag. They are purposely staying
but
away
that
from that
But that one got
flag.
Buried again, too.
Got like, buried. Yeah. Did you see that on CNN?
Well, when you have the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, going on television in an interview and talking about just babbling worse than I am right now about the protesters in Iran, and the interviewer was saying, you know, what about, you know, the ones that are protesting, you know, and being in favor of the America and protesting against the Ayatollah? And I mean, it just like went completely over her head, and she was talking about, you know, thousands of them in the street.
Because she's watching CNN going, oh, it's, they're all in support of the funeral.
Well, here's the thing. At the funeral, you know, they come to your door and say,
right,
are you planning on going to the funeral for Soleimani?
Yeah.
The only answer is yes. But the grassroots protest from the students was not orchestrated, planned, or anything. So, well, I mean, it just happened.
And they
and
don't.
See, it's and they, like and, they keep getting so many. Do you know Brian Mast? He's running for Congress, but he's representative from the South Florida area.
Yeah,
and
I know,
we'll see. I think he's a paraplegic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he basically said, I'm going to sit here and wait until you can name one U.S. soldier who Soleimani wasn't worth taking out for. You know, and it was just this, you know, drop the mic moment. So, I mean, it's just been one, that's been one of dozens.
And you won't see that on the news. And that's why I think even the I don't know what's happened to it because it kind of went away. The vote on the limiting his war powers, they passed that resolution. Senate's not taking it up, apparently. Well, no, their impeachment. We'll get to that. But it's just amazing how that just all went away. And I'm curious. Did I tried to research this. Did anybody figure out what the heck Matt Gaetz was thinking when he voted with Pelosi? Can you help us?
Yeah, Matt Gaetz was kind of going down the same line that Rand Paul was going down.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a step back and look at it through a purely conservative point of view, the War Powers Act, and you can lump that all in with the Patriot Act and all these other ones that have, you know, elevated the NSA and other quasi, you know, in the shadow groups elevated those. That the War Powers Act is probably unconstitutional from the beginning.
No, there's problems. They abdicated a lot of their power.
So
war-making power because they're chicken shit.
They are. And but so that's the reason that he voted against that or voted for the resolution and against the War Powers Act. My only contention, and I had this conversation with the person that picked up the phone because I did call and ask.
Oh, did you? Good.
Yeah. And you know, my statement was that rather than doing a resolution in Congress,
which is non-binding,
which is just basically a waste of hot air, they should, if they truly believe that it is an unconstitutional law, even whether they passed it
should,
or not, they should take it to court.
He should introduce a repeal
or something. Introduce
something
a repeal.
Substantive. He should. Yeah. He wound up just being a ploy for Pelosi.
Sure.
I mean, I
told him, I said, the optics on it do not look good here in the homeland. I said, those of us, you know, up and down the street just have not figured it out. And I said, I'll be honest with you. If he doesn't toe the line on the really serious issues and operate like he has in the past, he's going to have trouble come primary.
Yeah.
Because there's others out there want his job. And they will be given
a look.
Well, he gave
him a big opening.
And that's the problem. Politically, that's the problem.
I think, the academic, theoretical argument, I kind of see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
But, dude, you didn't see this one coming. It was a bad political.
It really was.
It was really a bad political move.
But that's the reason for it. They think it's unconstitutional anyway. They don't want any president to be able to just go off and
go to war. But see, I do think he has the latitude to protect us.
Sure, absolutely.
And
there's no question about that.
When they got something like that, because I mean, he made the point when he's in the rallies. Could you imagine if we had all this intel and we had to call Pencil Neck
yeah.
and say, hey,
yeah.
can you come over? We want to brief you so we can make a decision.
You can't
do stuff like that by committee.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that the War Powers Act is unconstitutional personally. I mean, I don't know enough about it to really make that determination. But if that's what you believe, then there are other remedies, and the court is where ultimately the Supreme Court will make the decision on whether the constitutional or unconstitutional.
It was all silly act.
So,
And actually, I didn't mean to get that deep into all of it, but the point you
asked me a question.
I did. No, but I mean, I didn't even get into the whole Iran thing. But the point of it is, it's gone. Which just vindicates the way Trump handled it.
Right.
Yeah. And now there's
no
problems.
He popped the bully one, and the bully left the playground.
Right. Right.
Boom. Well,
yeah.
We're not going to war.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
Threw stones at you, and you know.
And
threw,
now I stopped.
Threw a couple of sticks and said, "I'm leaving now."
Right. Right. Yeah. And they have been cut down to size immediately. And the other thing people don't realize, there are also anti-Iranian protests in Iraq and Lebanon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
We won't hear about that.
You will not hear about that. You have to know somebody in the CIA to know about that. Fortunately, I know people there. So that's why we bring it to you. All right, we'll be right back with your calls and texts and more fun stuff at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, if you, in the new year, you're like, want to get a fresh start and get things going in the right direction, there's no better way than finding a good church home and getting grounded in your faith and learning your faith. And you can do that at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. It is down in Theodore. It is right on Theodore Dawes Road, just south of I-10, north of Highway 90. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church is a Bible-teaching church, a Bible-believing church, a Bible-loving church, and you can rest assured you're getting a good conservative perspective of the Word of God there from a very conservative preacher and a wonderful congregation of wonderful, nice people, warm fellowship. You'll feel at home. Check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church for your church home this Sunday down at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. Okay, and where I was kind of go with all this is, you know, there was never going to be a World War III, but we basically cut Iran down to size.
Mm-hmm.
This last week, the Senate approved the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement that replaces NAFTA.
Yep.
It had been passed already. Now, remember, right about the time she did the impeachment, you remember when they voted the impeachment in December?
Yeah.
Like a day or two later, they passed it. The House passed this.
Right.
The Senate passed this week, 89-10.
Yeah.
It's a huge bipartisan win for President Trump. 89 senators said, yes, this is good. They approved it. Do you hear that in the news anywhere?
That's what I was just going to make that point. Unless you were really studying and looking and drilling down, you didn't hear about it.
That.
You made no headlines at all.
No. You barely, if you watch CNN, for those of you, you know, that watch CNN or MSNBC, you may not know that China signed phase one of the trade deal.
Right. Yeah.
This week, which says they're going to buy $200 billion in American products.
Right.
Mostly a lot of agriculture and stuff like that. Are you hearing about that?
And they're immediately moving into another phase.
Right. They're going in. And remember, they said, oh, Trump's crazy tariffs. He's going to be a trade war. He's going to collapse our economy. No. Stocks are soaring.
Have you looked at the stock?
Setting records in the stock market. The oil has stayed level. And, oh, by the way, what was the other one I had right here? The rising wages. You got rising wages for a change.
Lowest.
And jobless change. We're already the lowest employment, and jobless claims are still going down.
29,297.64.
A record.
Dow Jones.
Minority jobs
is
particularly.
Happening.
Yeah.
And you're not here. And while all of this is happening, and one quick thing on the China thing, I caught. Do you know that this week there was a huge demonstration about immigration by Chinese Americans?
I
out in California. Did you know that?
Choke me up.
Have you heard that?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Chinese Americans about immigration. You know what it was?
What did they want?
They were wearing red hats saying, President Trump, white. We must have legal immigration. We come white way. No, we come wrong way. We come white way. And we, President Trump, white. We come white way, not wrong way. No, they didn't. Okay. They were on right. the streets. I don't know. I was somewhere in California.
That's a convincing role you got there. Yeah. Your accent. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Don't give up today.
No, it was good. You got to be believing. Like, I was really there for a second.
You were there?
Yeah. I felt it.
You were in San Francisco, Chinatown
for a minute.
Oh,
I love it.
Buddy.
Like, you know, I love a woman who will lie to me.
That's what the best ones do.
Those are the best ones. But all these good things are going on. And then while all this is happening, what are the Democrats doing? He's getting all these achievements. What are they doing?
They're wringing their hands. And framing their pins.
Hate Trump pins.
And making
my hate Trump
my Nancy
pin.
Yeah.
And then,
my
you
Nancy
know,
pin.
Well, you know, here
cool
we have the
pins, by the way, I wouldn't mind having one.
Well, sure. I'm sure that they'll
I'm sure they'll be on eBay before you know it.
I'm sure, but yeah. You
find them on Amazon.
But what are they have done nothing but attack the president, impeach the president, gum up all the works. Look at the stuff that's getting done in spite of them. He's doing the work of the people. They're like people on social media.
And look, the Kabuki Theater rolls on. We're into Act Two now, I suppose. And, you know, I was actually unfortunate enough to actually see a little bit of it today. I was intrigued enough to kind of thought, okay, of course I couldn't stomach more than 5 minutes. But it makes me think of those of us that live here. We know about the Merry Widows. It's part of our Mardi Gras tradition.
Right.
You know, it's very, we're so sad.
We're
but it's
so
it's
sad.
It's a big
but act. Handing me
it's
a
big
Mary
act. It's a parade. It's theatrical. It's these widows come with this. It almost reminded me of that exaggerated.
Going down to the graveyard.
Well,
there
no,
on
they
Church
well
Street.
They all get up there and they were describing how solemn. Of a moment in history.
And then they turn around and giggle.
Exactly. And I mean, they went on for, you know, on and on, minute after minute after minute. Then the next one would come up and they'd say the same thing.
They're not
how solemn
it.
And sad they were.
No.
And,
no.
Oh,
they're not
selling
I mean, just,
they're
it was
not
just.
Selling it.
So
well, they might be trying to sell it, but I don't think anybody's buying it.
Nobody's buying it.
I don't know who would be.
Nobody's buying it. It's crazy. All right. We got somebody. Let's see who we got on the line here.
I know.
Hello.
Who do we got on the line?
This is Thomas from Theodore.
Hey, Thomas from Theodore, what do you got for us?
Happy New Year and Christmas. I still got my bells.
Yay.
All right. So when they say you're showing up with bells on, you do.
Yeah, because I'm eating the reindeer. See, I put it up for the year. Got all the cuts of meat. It's pretty good.
Very, very tasty.
I bet you can eat it off a reindeer for a while.
Yeah.
I don't have any teeth, so I figured about 8 months.
Yeah. You mean to take it? Okay, that's how long to chew it or to eat it?
Well, gumming it. You see,
gumming it.
I hear you.
Hey. You were talking about those trade deals. Trudeau didn't sign the deal, Pete. The deal isn't done.
Oh, well, the Senate passed it?
Yes, that's why you haven't heard about it. And it's just trying to emergency control, and to get something out that he did good. He didn't do nothing on that deal. Before, America was signed up with Canada, and Mexico didn't like it. And 6 months ago, now it's changed. We got a deal with Mexico that we're trying to get Trudeau to sign it. He hasn't signed it. It's not on the president's desk. That's all a lie. That's where
well, it's supposed to be going to the president's desk.
Anyplace.
So
also,
wait a minute.
China.
Have you heard something that Trudeau's not going to sign it?
He didn't know. He hasn't signed it
well,
yet.
He hasn't, but is he not going to sign it?
Nobody knows.
Well, he's
Nobody
been kind of busy. He's
more,
been trying to provide security for Megan.
Have to have in meetings and everything else. But as of right now, he hasn't signed it. The deal isn't done, like Trump said. And the China deal is the same deal we put together 7 months ago with the beans and the pork.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they wouldn't sign it.
That's right.
Back then.
The same thing. Nothing has changed. No other products. $340 billion, no more, have been relieved of tariffs. It's the same thing.
Well,
so
I
it's
don't
all
know.
A bunch of bunk. He did it all for
Well, I'm
going
to have to go back and read it again, Thomas, because they said there's $200 billion in new purchases and that there was going to be some sanctions relief. Now, they did not define what the sanctions relief
would
be.
Well, he said, no, there isn't going to be sanctions because then he wouldn't have any cards to play with.
Okay.
And she knew it was just a photo op, and he didn't even get involved.
Well, you know what? We've got to – you need to call Wall Street because – and they need to listen to this show because they apparently didn't get the memo.
Well, they sure didn't. If you talk – I went back and forth with Dalton today about the Mexicans and the Canadians, and finally he said, "Hey, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't do anything but listen to the news. My life is
eat reindeer.
Really boring. And I got radios and TVs set up, and I'm telling you the way it is.
Don't tell me that, because this is the most exciting hour of my week, okay? So let me believe that radio is exciting.
Your wife would probably disagree with that.
Yeah, I know she would. I'm going to hear about that. I'm going to pay for that later, but I couldn't resist. So.
Well, look into all this.
We will look into that, Thomas.
The time you give me to spout up and vent. And you're doing a great job.
All right, Thomas, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Folks, we'll be right back with more texts and calls and more news that we have at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a special sponsor, ABC Signs and Shirts. It's your headquarters for dry fit custom-made shirts, custom-made banners, yard signs, big signs, you name it, promotional materials. You can get it all at ABC Signs and Shirts. Go to abcsigns.biz, that's B-I-Z, or abcshirts.biz, that's B-I-Z, or give them a call at 877-744-6750, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
But our strategy for peace with freedom must also be based on strength, economic strength and military strength. A strong American economy is essential to the well-being and security of our friends and allies. The restoration of a strong, healthy American economy has been and remains one of the central pillars of our foreign policy. The progress I've been able to report to you tonight will, I know, be as warmly welcomed by the rest of the world as it is by the American people.
And boom, that is January 25th, 1983. 30-something years ago, and it was the State of the Union, mm-hmm. Reagan's State of the Union in 1983. And I picked that one out because this week's column was Peace Only Comes Through Strength, and we've kind of touched on that, what mm-hmm. he has all done. And this little snippet out of there sort of encapsulates what Reagan was saying, and Trump's doing it.
Right.
You have a strong economy and a strong military, and then you are firm when you deal with the rest of the world. There's more stability, there's prosperity, and you're safer.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. Look, we're the only economy that's really doing well in the world.
Yeah.
The Chinese, they're talking to us. Why? Because their economy's stumbling.
Yeah.
Right? And the Europeans like to throw rocks, but at the end of the day, they got to grumble and go, well, crap, our economy's not that good. They're still having problems.
Yeah.
So we're the only ones that have actually a prospering economy. We have the best military, and that's the thing that, you know, he showed. He stopped dealing with the Iranians like, oh, they're so scary. They could get, you know, like having John Kerry sit in Vienna weeks on end talking to the Iranians like, well, why don't you go? No, he cut them down to size to say, look, y'all are pipsqueaks.
Right.
And yeah. we're just tolerating you. And if you annoy me anymore, I'm going to step on your head. And well, we literally did step on one of their heads. And they all went, ooh, ooh, okay, okay, we're going home. So
strength and stability.
Peace only comes through strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, think about it in life.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Look at the same
family.
Way.
Family
My wife
unit.
Was talking about this the other day about being about people being assaulted in the – she was reading, you know, about always being secure.
Mm-hmm.
And she was reading this thing said, you know, that's what they do. The guys who look to rob or murder
right.
or rape.
They find weak women.
They look for mm-hmm. weak women
right.
who are not paying attention.
Right.
And they look like they're lost or weak or they're playing on the fumbling with their phone. That's who they go over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one strutting through there, looking right. around.
Looking yeah. around.
Got her keys in her hand there. She's
right.
looking around.
Or the claw.
Or the claw. She got
yeah.
the claw.
That's me. I have
yeah.
my head on swivel.
They're
all
looking.
The
one that's all aware and looking
yeah,
like, hey, you ain't getting me.
Yeah, they don't bother
They
you.
Don't go
right.
after that
right.
one. It's strength through peace, period.
Yep.
Okay.
And it follows through with finances as well. If you don't have large amounts of debt, and you know,
stability.
then you have stability. You
right.
can make
you
decisions
right.
and have options
mm-hmm.
without having to. Oh,
you
well,
can do
I
that personally.
I can't make my bills this week. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to cut off the power.
When the finances are all under control and we got some savings and stuff, guess what? Opportunity comes up for an investment
mm-hmm.
or something.
Right.
Now you can do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Instead of sitting there going, oh my God, I got to charge the tires.
One of the best investments
right?
mm-hmm. I made in the last 5 years or so. Do you remember when the banking industry kind of collapsed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, everybody's wringing their hands
yeah.
and saying, oh my, and you know, people are selling and selling and selling. I called my broker and I said, how much cash do I have in my cash account? And he
mm-hmm.
told me. I said, well, between these three banks, which one would you buy? And he said, well, you know, it's probably a pretty good idea. We decided on one.
Mm-hmm.
And like over the past
yeah.
you know, 5 years or so, it's like, you know, gone up by 110%. I mean,
yeah.
I just
that was good. You bought
I
it.
Wished,
it was cheap.
I wished I had more money to put
yeah.
into
oh,
it
like
at
I
that
needed
time.
More on that
oh,
one.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, it's like
but
I'm,
you had
I'm
that
real happy with that
because of stability, because
exactly.
of strength.
Uh huh. Exactly.
Had
I had the money.
The right
I didn't need that to pay my bills
no.
or put gas in the car. I had the money.
Absolutely.
I
mm-hmm.
said, let me take advantage of this opportunity. And it made
right.
me money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now that's awesome.
That's good.
Hey, there's another thing I wanted to. I was trying to go through all the good things. There's another thing that Trump did today that was really good that got.
I know.
No. I don't think it got any media.
I don't think it did either, but it was not lost on me. On this show, we've talked about almost there's that spiritual battle.
Right.
Kind of in the backdrop.
Did you know today was National Religious Freedom Day?
I did not know that.
I didn't know
well,
that either.
Well, you wouldn't, again,
no
because
one would
we have
know.
No media.
Yeah.
And the media didn't report. You know what Trump signed today in celebration?
Don't know.
He signed new, I don't know if it was an
hold on, I'm
going to
get the exact
order?
Name for it. Let's see.
It was a change.
But
he
actually
he has
went
directed
to a school
that
and, yeah.
The schools ensure that they allow prayer in school and that they do not persecute any religious groups. That any religious groups can have the same access as any secular group to the school. Because you know where they go, you know, you can
yeah.
be the Bernie Socialist
well,
Club,
the,
but you can't be the Bible study club.
Right.
He
right?
defended the right to pray in school and coincided to recognize with Religious Freedom Today was today. Yeah, he basically said we have a growing totalitarian impulse on the far left, and this is a religious expression. We do not want wiped out. It's one of our rights. And, you know, to think he was literally at the same time the Kabuki Theater was
yeah.
going on, this is what he was out doing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that to me, I was like, here you go, lightness, darkness.
Light,
it's real.
Dark.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
it really,
yeah.
I mean, the
yeah.
timing was just.
And I underlined this one, and I kind of say it at the end of the, you know, sort of the good news stuff. Folks, that is probably the most important and weighty thing that he's done that got absolutely no fanfare. Because all of our freedom really does boil down to religious freedom.
Yeah.
It really does. Religious freedom drives everything. And I know some of you out there might be thinking, no, it doesn't. or no, some people aren't that way. I'm telling you, here's why I think it drives everything. Because if you are not fighting for freedom of religion, if that's not important to you, are you going to fight for Social Security? Are you going to fight for Medicare?
You'll fight for anything.
Are you going to fight for anything? Well, look, literally, everything we fought for the freedom all boils down to freedom of religion. Yeah. And if that is not important to you, and you're like, wait a minute, I just got my new Xbox. I'm kind of busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Moral decline historically can kind of be traced back to in the 60s when they pulled prayer out of schools and then it's been one thing after another, but you can almost mark it down if you really look at a timeline. So I think this was very interesting. And again, it's not saying it's not a separation of church and state. We could do a whole nother topic on that. Not what it is. But again, remember,
don't impede the people's right.
When I was in school, even it wasn't against the law to have the Ten Commandments. I can still remember all my teachers, you know, the Ten Commandments posted up there. Just the idea of them sitting there and, you know, you stare off and you're looking at them. I mean, again, is the world better without that?
It burns into your brain.
It really does. And again, those are human principles of living.
Right.
And they kind of cross even, I mean, the Ten Commandments, the basic.
Tell you.
I mean,
so the first
many
four
religions
religion
still
and
kind
last
of
six
crosses
are,
over.
First five religious and the last ones are. Well, or civilization.
Yeah. Right, that's what I mean.
About,
don't
kill,
steal, don't lie, don't murder, don't
Right. Well, that's the ones I was thinking of. The ones about just like, this is how you're a decent human
being.
But
the ones
like,
at the end don't mean anything if the ones at the beginning are not there.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But
otherwise, there is no moral authority.
There's
only one moral authority, and we are not it.
No.
You know, nobody
thank
on this
God
planet
we're not
is it.
It.
Exactly.
Imagine if we were the moral authority.
Right.
We would look like the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
If we thought that.
But now we have, like, the Gretas coming out of schools.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, the humanism has taken over.
Again,
I think good he did that today.
No, that's really, really important. Yeah. Very important. That's maybe the most important thing. They got no news. Yeah. Okay, we got people blowing up the lines. Let's see who we got on line one. Who do we have?
Hey, the Mad Trucker.
LD, what do you got for us?
Two things. I just hope that whatever Thomas does, he keeps talking because my 401k is up over $100,000 in 2 years.
Woohoo!
Thomas, just keep it up, man. I tell you what, I like your line of thought. Another thing, wasn't it when Bill Clinton and the dot-coms, when the economy was just going gangbusters under him, and he was womanizing, raping women, and playing with cigars in the White House, they said, it's the economy, stupid.
Right.
Hey, it's the economy, stupid. I don't care what Trump does. He's making me rich.
There you go.
I think, look... there he goes. There goes the man. But that, look, people are prospering. They're working. We're not in endless wars. We're actually beating back our enemies. We haven't started anything new. I mean, you really could argue there's more stability now, particularly with the Iranian move. Why would you undo all this?
Yeah.
Right.
All because the Democrats hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Really? It's amazing. Actually, I think...
And the only reason that they hate him as much as they do is because the heir apparent, Hillary Clinton, couldn't pull out the election.
Yes, I agree with that, but I think there's more... this is part of the cover-up. They know...
Well, yeah.
That with him in there, and they can't control the DOJ and FBI completely...
Right.
There's a lot of exposure for a lot of corruption.
Well, you're absolutely right about that.
I think that's a huge, huge part of that. That this is part of the cover. We have got to knock him down to size before he exposes our corruption.
Yep.
So anyway, we got lots more to talk about. Anyway, we'll be right back with your calls and texts, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Okay. All right. Welcome back to Common Sense. We got a text here. Somebody telling us we live in a small world and people worship money. It's the economy, stupid. Doesn't matter that he broke the law. I'm getting wealthy. Well, you know, this is the typical, I'm going to throw that out there. It doesn't matter what else that he broke. He didn't break the law. They always say that. He didn't break any law.
Yeah.
Text in and tell us what law he broke. He didn't break any laws. He hasn't done anything wrong. They've been after him for 3 years. They can't get anything. And actually, you're bringing up one of my other points on the impeachment, okay? Because they were talking, why won't they – McConnell says, you know what? We'll just adopt the exact same rules as the Clinton impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats, oh, no, we can't have those rules. Wait a minute. We use that for a Democrat president. Why not? Oh, no, this is different. They want it. Why is it different? And I'll tell you, Mr. Texter, why it's different. You know why? Because when they impeached Clinton, President Clinton, there were 11 criminal charges.
Yeah.
Actual statutes that they cited that he said he did criminally. He violated the law.
Right.
The two impeachment articles are abuse of power. There's no statute cited. You abused power. And you know what that means?
You did something we didn't like.
He's beating the Democrats.
We don't like how you did
it. Obstruction of justice. You know what that one is? Because he wants to go to court over his tax returns, right?
Yeah.
Now, neither one of those, there's no criminal statute. There's nothing. They have no violation of law they cited. It is a big, amorphous, nebulous pile of doo-doo. And it stinks and everybody knows it. And they're shoving it around there, hoping Nancy will finally take it home. But
there's plenty of it in San Francisco.
Plenty of it in San Francisco. They don't need any more doo-doo on the street. But Nancy's putting it on the steps of the Capitol. Anyway, this guy, I don't know who the texter is, but I love that. It doesn't matter if you're getting rich. He broke the law, so you get rich. He didn't break the law.
Yep. Right.
He has made America great again and made us believe it was even possible. Because I was even getting in it, weren't you? Look, during the Obama years, I started to resign myself.
Me too.
That I have to work the rest of my life. It's we're screwed.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to work. There will ever be a retirement. I resigned myself
to
that.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want now.
Yeah. Make some plans here.
Happy days are here again. All right. I had to get that off my chest.
Well, and let's jump to this because you aren't alone. There was a football game this week.
Oh, we got to get that in too real quick.
Well, it relates because, again, you're not alone.
No, I'm not alone.
We're not alone.
Because did you see the national championship?
Well, yeah.
Go Tigers! Right?
Yeah.
Not a very good Orgeron.
No.
Who can do Orgeron,
The Chinese
right?
is much better.
Yeah, the Chinese is much better than the Cajun. But what a great game. So I was very happy with that. But what about the beginning when they had the president and first lady come out? And you describe it.
Moving.
What was it like?
To me, it was very moving. And
it was.
For a moment, my kids even said, Mom, are you tearing up? And I was like, no, I'm not. And I wasn't. But they could tell I was moved. And I think it was because it was just a united.
Yeah.
It came through the TV. You could tell everybody in that stadium was happy.
Happy.
He was there. They were happy to be American.
President.
And it was kind of like when the Olympics, the hockey match between the
Miracle
America
Alliance.
And the Russians
and
just
won.
That
they weren't
moment
supposed to win.
Yeah, it just kind of was that unique
it was
feeling.
Almost, you're watching it was almost like slow-mo
it just was really cool like I wasn't expecting it. I caught it live, you know. I just watched it unfold.
No,
and it was just really neat.
No, and that was a point I wanted to bring up, that it was huge. And They talk about how everybody hates the president, and then you go look at the national championship, and there's 100,000
people
going absolutely bananas over the president. And look, and the same thing in the rally 2 nights ago in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to bring that one up. That was a packed crowd. There were lines for like miles out the door in 37-degree weather to see the president in Milwaukee, a somewhat purple state, right?
Yeah.
You know what was going on at the same time?
What's that?
A Democrat debate. Another one.
Oh, that one.
I think they had 37 viewers. I mean, it's just crazy. Yawn. And they're like, oh. All
right, the most exciting thing was at the end where we finally got the hot mic between Warren and Sanders.
That's Are you calling me a liar?
That's the most important.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, I'm calling you a liar.
You call me a liar.
I can't do Vermont. Whatever. Yeah. All right, look, Dr. Lou from Common Sense Campaign is holding patiently. He's got lots of stuff for us. Dr. Lou, what do you got?
Pete, very quickly, first of all, I completely agree with everything y'all have said about this business with the impeachment. I would add one thing about the law question. The GAO just put this thing out that he violated the law. Andy McCarthy, I'm 99% sure that he said this, that Trump and them released the money before the deadline. So there is a question there. But the bigger issue is, when have presidents not, you know, held off money going to various places because of questions about corruption? Mm-hmm. And Trump made it a point to tell Zelensky, make sure you follow what you, you know, what you ran on and clean up the corruption. And we needed to do that. We even asked the Europeans to look into it. It's just a bogus thing, along with every other stupid thing that they've said about it. So,
it is, like everything else.
So here's what we're doing now, Pete. We have our Clanton meeting this Saturday, and the key thing that we are going to focus on is defeating Amendment 1, which will take away your right to vote for the State Board of Education.
Huge.
KIV and the Swamp and Marsh want to make the Board of Education appointed, mm-hmm. which means only that we will have absolutely no say in education. They don't want to hear us anyway, but this will guarantee it. Because these commissioners will be bought and paid for by the highest bidders, and who their friends are.
Through Montgomery.
You can just smell the cronyism involved there. So,
but folks, this is a huge one. Let me make sure everybody knows the meeting in Clanton is the annual Tea Party conference from all the Tea Party organizations across the state. They meet in Clanton.
Yeah, this is our winter meeting. We have a summer meeting.
Right, and they sort of organize and talk about things. But this school board thing is huge. Think about it. They want to take away your right to vote your state school board member and be appointed by the governor. I want anybody out there to text in to me that they want KIV to appoint anything.
Right.
Well, listen, the last person that she just filled a spot that was open, Ella Bell, passed away, and she put this lady named Stewart on who happens to have a degree in theater. Now, just exactly what are we sending, you know, sending somebody like her to the board? It makes absolutely no sense, and this is the kind of cronyism that you're going to get.
Right.
So we need to stop it. People can go to votenoamendone.com, and you'll get all the information you need. You can go on to Common Sense Campaign's website and have links to that. The big thing we need to do is raise some money. Jim Ziegler is going to be the voice of opposition, same as we did with, you know, raising money for the tolls.
Right.
And we put radio ads in North Alabama, and it really helped bring about the kinds of result we wanted by getting rid of this stupid toll and killing it. So our argument right now is, please, get involved with this. We've got 6 weeks or so to go before, you know, the election in March 3rd. So we're going to be out doing whatever we can
do. Right, we got to get that word out.
That we've got to get mobilized. Get behind Jackie Ziegler, who is our representative, who has taken a very strong leadership role, you know, as president pro tem. She has said things on
you got about 30 seconds
against it. Okay. I will let you go. But thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Keep calling in. It's a silly season. Keep giving us updates. We need it.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Lou. That's Common Sense Campaign. Go to commonsensecampaign.org. You can get more information. Boy, he cut it off perfectly there with the music. Right there. There was one other great news I wanted to get out. General Flynn has withdrawn his guilty plea.
Yes.
So stand by. There's more for that. They're looking at Comey. There's all sorts of things out there. And the good news is that Trump was praised at the national championship. That was
I know.
Awesome.
There really was.
If y'all haven't seen it, go see it. But, hey, we're out of time, honey. It's time to come home.